The bodies of a bride-to-be and her fiancé's best man were pulled from the Hudson River over the weekend. The speedboat they and four others were in had collided with a moored construction barge there for work on the new Tappan Zee Bridge. The families of the victims issued a letter Wednesday asking to learn more about what happened that night. They say after speaking with the survivors, it is clear that no one saw the barge and passengers did not brace for impact. The Rockland County District Attorney's Office is working with the Rockland County Sheriff's Department and other law enforcement agencies to determine the circumstances of the July 26th nighttime incident. Charles Rowe is a spokesman for the U.S. Coast Guard.
At the request of the Rockland police authorities, the Coast Guard took a specific look at two items. And our conclusion was that the barges were where they were supposed to be and that they were lit in accordance with federal regulations.
A Thruway Authority spokesman declined to speak on air, but in a written statement said, quote, the U.S. Coast Guard made it clear that the lights on the barge met all requirements and were visible for 1 nautical mile, but as an added precaution, extra lights were added immediately following this tragedy because we wanted to go above and beyond to try and prevent something like this from happening again, end of quote. Democratic State Assemblyman Thomas Abenanti, himself a boater, represents portions of Westchester County, including areas along the Hudson River like Tarrytown, across from the Rockland site of the crash.
I believe there's an obligation on the state and the contractor to do more than the minimal standards required by the Coast Guard in a circumstance like this.
Thruway officials say that after the incident, dozens of extra LED solar battery-powered lights were added to all barges, moorings, and other vessels as a precaution. Rockland's district attorney says cell phone video shot by one of the survivors shows the last few seconds before the vessel crashed into the barge. He says it is difficult to tell if the video shows the actual impact. He notes the cell phone also briefly recorded audio of the crash and its impact, and he'll be looking for clues in the video and audio. Abenanti says there should be an investigation beyond the one currently being conducted by the district attorney and law enforcement.
I would call for an independent review to see if the locating and the visibility of the barges was sufficient in light of the significant nighttime traffic by recreational boaters in this area. It's not reasonable to expect that recreational boaters would consult the Thruway Authority website or necessarily even be aware of the obstructions that have been placed in locations which are not shown on the standard charts.
The boat's operator is charged with vehicular manslaughter and vehicular assault. The district attorney says he is seeking upgraded charges and awaiting results of toxicology tests. The victim's families say the boat's passengers consumed very little alcohol. They are requesting that boaters with firsthand knowledge of the barges at the crash site send an email to an address they've set up to collect this information. Thruway officials say about 24 barges of varying sizes are currently in the Hudson River as part of the new Tappan Zee Bridge construction project, yet the number changes almost daily. More are scheduled to arrive shortly to begin dredging. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.